You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
It is Rico Bronya. Episode number 601. We got kicked in the balls one day, and then we got run over and kicked in the balls the next day. On back-to-back Rico Bronyas, we have to talk about saying goodbye to a great man. Saying goodbye to somebody most of us, I can't say all of us, most of us didn't want to say goodbye to. Pete Alonso is a Baltimore Oriole. He signs a five-year contract for $155 million. And I don't know if I could speak for everybody on this. I could speak for myself. Today, as we record this on Wednesday, December 10th, as opposed to Tuesday, December 9th, when Diaz left, I was sadder today. I am still angry. I'm sure I will explain my angerness over the course of this Rico. I certainly had a chance to do that on WFAN with Tiki, but I'm sad. That's my first emotion, sadness. Pete Alonso was a great man. He was a tremendous ball player. He was not perfect. I'm not going to tell you he was. But he was our guy for how many years? Going all the way back to 2019. He was a part of electric moments in at least the recent history of the New York Mets. They didn't win a World Series. I get it. It's not because of him. He has been on teams that were just not good enough to win a World Series. He was a part of an iconic moment in this franchise's history, the home run off of Devin Williams back in 2024. And we fell in love with his goofiness. We fell in love with his awkwardness. We fell in love with his pure power, his ability to go to the opposite field like he was Mike Piazza. I think that while it wasn't always good times, we loved Pete Alonso. And it feels like he left very quietly. He left in a way in which the New York Mets basically showed him the door. The New York Mets basically said, here you go. Thank you for your time. We're not even going to bother making an offer because we think so low of you, which we'll get into from a baseball standpoint. Forget about the emotions. We think so low of you as a baseball player that we're not going to bother trying to make you an offer now that the Orioles made a five-year offer. That disgusts me. It really does. It disgusts me because what I, and now let's put the emotion aside. I gave you the emotion. I gave you the sob story. Great Met. We love him. Lovable. The whole thing. Let's talk baseball. Let's talk shop. The guy plays every game, 162 games every year. He hits 35 home runs, sometimes 40, drives in over 100 runs, and he plays every single game. He is 31 years old. He is in the prime of his career. Last year, you could have told me, oh, but Evan, maybe he's declining. But off of this season, one of his best statistical seasons as a New York Met since his rookie season, you can't make that argument. And yet you decided, I'm going to let you go. You decided, I'm so not interested in negotiating with him to even give him an offer past 3 years. Why? Why? Because you know so well that in 35 he's going to break down. Here's the problem that we are going to have to reckon with and that David Stearns is going to have to reckon with. Is there a risk giving Pete Alonso a five-year contract? Absolutely. Absolutely there's a risk. I get that there's an unknown about what 34 and 35 looks like. But free agency is about risks. Is there a risk giving Juan Soto a 15-year contract? Yes. Was there a risk offering Yoshinobu Yamamoto a 10-year contract? Yes. Was there a risk signing any free agent? Yes. So I understand that 5 years is a long time. Totally get it. And in an ideal world, I'm not giving Pete Alonso a five-year contract. But in free agency, if you don't want to lose good players, and the Mets have now lost two of them, in the case of Diaz and Alonso, you have to take risks. And if this general manager and this owner are going to continue to be risk averse, then who are they adding? Because this stupid game that we can play on Alonso, well, he's 31. What's he going to be like in 5 years? Dude, we could play this game with everybody. We could play this game last year when the Yankees gave Max Fried an 8-year contract. We could play this game when Tarek Skubal gets the free agency. We could even play the game with the great Juan Soto, who I have no regrets about signing, but yes, there's risks. And so my point to you, and I understand that there are going to be some Met fans who disagree with me about this. We've argued about Pete Alonso for years now. I would have taken this risk. I would have. My point to Hoff and to everybody listening over the last 2 years in these endless Alonso negotiations has been, why would I compete against myself? And so I understood full well why last year the Mets didn't compete against themselves and waited him out until February and got him on the contract that they preferred. Like, I get that. I get why you don't negotiate against yourselves. I was harsh on Hoff the other night when I said that, but it's the truth. Like, why would I be hard? Why would I negotiate against myself when there isn't an offer out there? And last year, they did it beautifully. They may have disrespected him, but too bad. It's business, right? You got to do what's best for business. This year, everything was different. And it was obvious everything was different based on the offers going Schwarber's way, based on the marketplace, based on the teams who are looking for a big bat slugger like Boston, like Baltimore, like Philadelphia, like Cincinnati, like Pittsburgh. This marketplace was different. So when you combine the marketplace, the lack of a qualifying offer, the fact that Pete was coming off a great year. No crap. There was going to be more of a market for him. And so what I would have done, and this is where I'm going to veer off from the Mets, because I was good with the hard-ass negotiations from a year ago. Why negotiate against yourselves? Here's where I'm veering off. Once there are other offers, once there's a market for him, now you have to make uncomfortable decisions. The Mets' uncomfortable decision was the backlash they're going to get from their fans. The other uncomfortable decision would have been, yeah, I'm going to go a year or two more than I really want to. I'm going to do that. You want to know why I'm going to do that? Because the guy's really good and I don't want to lose him. And he's not easy to replace. And that's where we veer off. The Mets deciding to play hardball a year ago, I got it. But I always said to you, Hoff, and I said it to this audience, my opinion changes once there are other offers. And I always used to say, I'll match the best offer. The New York Mets were so disinterested from even coming close to this offer, they didn't make one. And in a lot of ways, that's unforgivable for this administration.
I hate to say that I told you so, but do you admit now that they didn't want Pete Alonso back?
No, what I admit is, and this is their inherent problem, Hoff, it's not about wanting to be right or wrong or anything like that. They are so arrogant with their assessments on players that they won't budge from it. So, yes, if Pete Alonso was willing to settle for a three-year, $100 million deal, they would have gladly taken him back, just like last year. I think it is an arrogance of, this is the way we value you, you piece of meat, and that's it. And I get the valuation. Like, I know we're going to mock David Stearns. He's a smart guy. I understand that. I'm not even suggesting I know more than him. I know I don't. I know I'm a big idiot who talks into a microphone. But I also understand that sometimes you have to get uncomfortable. And I think what this showed me is not that you're right that they didn't want him. Beningo has said that. You have said that. I get your perspective, by the way. I think it's more, no. This is what we're willing to pay you. Not a year more, not 2 years more.
But here's my issue is the fact that they had the balls to say, well, we got to see what the market is. The market was set. Kyle Schwarber set that market, and like you nailed it. They didn't come back with anything. They showed no interest and said, go. It's an easy way to say, hey, you know, it's a little bit too much for our blood. He wanted more money. We couldn't do it. It didn't work out. But you know what? Screw that, because I'm on your side, dude. I'm sorry, Stearns. You're too smart for yourself, man. Like, sometimes you got to look at the big picture. There was so many reasons why you can't replace the numbers. You just can't. I don't care if you bring in a new DH and bring in Yandy Diaz to play first base. You're not replacing the numbers. And no matter how much run prevention you put out there, it's never going to work. You can't win games. We saw that with Jacob DeGrom. You can't win games if you don't score runs. Who's driving in the runs?
Well,
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I guess the worry I have, and this is where David Stearns has a chance to answer all of his critics, myself and everyone else out there, is are you ever going to get uncomfortable to add a player you want? Because I get it. We could all sit here, and we tried to do it on these pre-offseason Ricos and value players and say, I'd want this guy. I'd want him at this contract or that contract or this contract. If you're not willing to move a little bit on your evaluation, who are you going to end up with? Like, Cody Bellinger's a good player. And we'll do a little bit of it today on the Rico, talking about what to do next. We'll do a lot more of it over the next couple of days because I have a feeling this is going to drag for a while. If they sign Cody Bellinger to a 7-year contract, and I don't know if they will. I mean, my assumption would be they don't. But if you're going to sign Bellinger to a 6-year contract, one of my questions would be, really? So you think this player, who does have an injury history, who, yes, he's more athletic, but has also been streakier than Pete offensively, you'd be more comfortable giving him a long-term contract? So I am going to question now the valuations. Like, and also, if you are going to be hard ass on these negotiations, who are you going to end up with? Like, I can't make this more clear about Pete. I get that 5 years is a lot. I'm not sitting here and disputing it. What I'm disputing is sometimes don't you have to bend? I mean, I'm sure when the Mets went into the negotiations with Soto, they didn't want to give him 15 years. Like, when Steve Cohen went to the negotiations with Francisco Lindor, I'm sure he didn't want to give him more than a decade, but you do it sometimes. And I don't think Alonso is Soto. I'm not saying he is, but we're also not talking about a 15-year contract. We're talking about a 5-year contract. And so I'm frustrated by the lack of bend. Look, I'm not going as nuclear as I'm going and as pissed off as I am at the genius David Stearns. We're all stupid, except for him. And Steve Cohen, he's the billionaire. We're all dumb. We're all a bunch of peasants. I don't think they're tanking. I don't think they're rebuilding. I don't think that Steve's pocketing money because he's got his casino. I don't think David Stearns is going to just try to run them like a small market team. Like, I get all the anger and people saying that. I don't believe any of that. I just believe they were very arrogant in the negotiations with both Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso. They were arrogant. The Diaz stuff, and it's funny. I never thought, as much as replacing Diaz seems so much more difficult than replacing Pete, I never thought Diaz leaving would bother me more, but in a weird way it did. And I don't know if people could tell listening to Evan and Tiki or even the Rico, I was so pissed off yesterday. And I'm sure a lot of it was just irrational fanboy stuff. And maybe I do need to grow up, as some have suggested. But it was almost like the Alonso stuff was just, it hurt, and it still hurts as we do this, Rico. But it's almost like the Diaz stuff really set me up for it. and set me up for what was inevitably coming. Because truthfully, it became obvious on Tuesday, not just with Diaz leaving, but with Schwarber getting a five-year deal, the Orioles offering Schwarber a five-year deal, that clearly Alonso was going to get an offer that was going to be out of the Met comfort zone. So I don't believe any of these theories about what Cohen and Stearns are doing, other than they are hard set on how they value a player. And here's the great part. Here's what's fantastic. And this is the part that should keep Steve Cohen feeling really good. And even David Stearns feeling really good. The people that listen to this podcast, myself included, we're all going to be there. We're all going to watch the games. And we're all going to hope that we're wrong. We are going to hope that David Stearns is as smart as he is, or as he thinks he is, or as he appears to be. Because trust me, and I can't swear enough when I say this, looking dead into a camera or saying it on the radio, I would rather be wrong and happy than right and miserable. I don't want to be miserable, but I am very fearsome now. Fearsome? Yeah. I'm worried about what this roster is going to look like. Fearful. I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm not even fully prepared on this episode of the Rico to give you my new backup plan. Like, I got names floating in my head, but I don't love it. And I hope that people trust over the first 15 minutes that while I've gotten sappy with the emotions of Alonso, most of this is baseball. Most of this is the guy plays every game. He supplies a ton of power. He's not as bad defensively as everyone makes him out to be. He can DH, and you were like, I'm not even getting close to 5 years because he's such a piece of crap, Pete Alonso. He sucks so much. He's so crappy. All of you idiots who watch the Mets, you don't even know what you're watching. We're smarter than you. He's not that good. So why are you angry? Why should you be angry, you stupid morons? Like, I hope I will say that about myself in 6 months or a year. But right now, I look at building this team and I'm worried. And no, I don't trust David Stearns because David has to do it here. He did a great job in Milwaukee. I respect it. You have to do it here. And you had one good year, one bad year, and now because you got too cute, and I think that's a big part of it, Diaz and Alonso are gone.
This episode is brought to you by NBA on Prime. This Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, it's the Emirates NBA Cup Championship game on Prime. This year's quest for the cup has been building to this, the championship game, live from Las Vegas. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to get started today. The Emirates NBA Cup Championship game, this Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
You mentioned something, the backup plan now that Pete Alonso is gone. But the backup plan was Kyle Schwarber. Were they ever in negotiations with him?
Yes.
Is that even a thing? Dude, what do they offer?
3 years. I think Michael Marino, good reporter, said it was 3 years, 110. Like, a big offer. Look, I think the Mets, and if we can respect this, I guess, because it is a view. The Mets viewed Schwarber and Alonso the same, right? They viewed them on 3 year deals. That's how they viewed them. They disagree with the Orioles. They disagree with the Phillies. They viewed them on 3 year deals. And they weren't going to bend off of that. And I disagree. And I guess time will tell. Like, I mean, honestly, like, what more can I say other than I disagree? I can't win this argument today more. Like, I can't lose the argument today. The future will tell us this. I don't know what Pete will do over 5 years. Where I disagree with David Stearns and Steve Cohen is I was willing to make that bet. They didn't. And now it's on you, them, to tell us, okay, now what?
Well, you know, it's funny because you said this. I think I heard you say this on Evan and Tiki, and I'm pretty sure you said it earlier too. But the fact is that you got to get uncomfortable and you got to say, okay, I'll go the fourth or fifth year. Like, what's the big deal that if in year two or three they win a World Series with Pete Alonso and then year four he's not very good?
Well,
what does it make a difference?
So this is – and I don't know how every GM feels about this, but I'm going to use Max Fried as an example. I want to use him as an example. The Yankees signed Max Fried to an 8-year contract. Dude, we all looked at that and said, whoa, eight years for a pitcher who's missed time, who's in his 30s. Like, we were all skeptical of it. I know I sat here on the Rico and said I wasn't going to give Max Fried an 8-year deal. How many of those years and championship? Yes, I think you win a championship, everything is worth it. But I think you have to judge the individual player to me. Like, I have to judge the player's performance, not did the team win. The team is about more than one player. If Max Fried gives you four really good years, and then for the final 4 years, he's not healthy, is that a good contract?
I think it is.
That's the question. And like, honestly, I don't think David Stearns is coming anywhere near my show. He hasn't come on ever. And that was during good times. So that's fine. He doesn't ever have to. But what I would be very curious about is asking him that question about free agents. And look, Fried is one example. So with Pete, the question I would ask is this. If you signed Pete to a 5-year deal, let's say Steve Cohen overruled you and said, screw it, got to keep the fans happy. Here's a 5-year deal. Not even recommending that should have happened because I do want my team president to make decisions. How many of those years would need to be Pete Alonso-esque for you to say it was a success? And so I'll give you my answer. Again, I don't know what Stearns would say and what everyone else would say. I think if 3 of the 5 years hit, that is a good contract. And that's how I view a lot of these free agents. It's how I'm going to view Alex Bregman, who we'll talk about, and Cody Bellinger, and Juan Soto when they signed him, and everyone else, which is, how many of the years need to be successful? And to me, it's 3. So I look at Alonso's turning 31 and say, I've got the utmost confidence he would give me 3 really good years. And so either the Mets don't agree with that, or Stearns' belief is, no, I don't need 3 good years. I need all of them to be good. And if they're all not good or 4 out of 5 isn't good, then it isn't worth it. That's what it comes down to with free agents, in my opinion, and I'm not sure where he stands.
Could I ask you a dumb question? And it's going to be a pivot a little bit. So I apologize in advance, but it concerns me already for the future of this organization. If David Stearns is still here in 4 years, when Juan Soto opts out, is he going to say, you know what? Go for it. Test the market. We'll get back to you.
Bro, here's the thing about that. I can't even answer that question because there is a universe in which I, as a Met fan, would say, if he opts out, say goodbye. Like, it's a Yankee example, I know, but I do want to at least acknowledge opinions I've had, right or wrong, because I don't mind. If I'm right, I'm wrong. It is what it is. When CC Sabathia opted out with the New York Yankees, I remember saying on the air to Joe, I know this isn't a popular opinion. I'd let him go. Like, I would tell CC, thank you for your time. You got me a championship. I'm going to let you walk away. And it would have been incredibly unpopular at the time, just like this is unpopular. And I acknowledge David Stearns and Steve Cohen have a chance to get the final laugh, which, by the way, would make us all laugh because we just want to win. But we don't care if we're wrong. And so asking that question about Soto, I can't answer that. Like, let's see where the next half a decade go, because there's a chance you and I would be saying the same thing. Let me read some of your emails. I'm going to again try to bring in people who disagree with me. I can't read this, but I definitely have a text message of someone who disagrees with me. But I'm not going to read it. I'll keep that private. I'll get to some of your emails. Peter writes, relax. Evan and Pete, I share fellow Mets fans' disappointment about Diaz and Alonso going to other teams, and people are justified in terms of their anger, anxiety, and frustration. Nevertheless, I am willing to be patient and see what the long-term plan is that David Stearns has. He has shown conviction about his judgments and decisions, and now it's time to prove he is worth. And now it's time for him to prove his worth. Okay, I think I got that. We need to remember that this is somebody who is not unproven. He has a track record in Milwaukee and was desirable enough that Steve Cohen waited for him to be available. Do we think that he just lost his marbles or that the game has passed him by? If not, then I will allow him to show us what he can do, Peter. I want to balance something, Peter, and I know I am not balancing it. I will be the first to admit it. I'm also going to be patient. And I know it doesn't sound that way, but I'm on the radio for 4.5 hours. We do a Rico Bronya almost every day. I'm going to react to moves. I'm going to tell you I don't like this. I'm happy about this. I hate this. I don't like this. So I fully acknowledge, and I know it's tough to make this clear while I'm screaming, yelling, and bitching and whining like a child, but I acknowledge that there is an offseason. And David Stearns has a chance to do things that will make us ultimately say, wow, you know, I didn't see that in December, but I see that now. I acknowledge that. But it's also very difficult to just respond to that right now, to tell everybody listening, or to honestly just speak out loud about the Mets with friends and say, that's okay. Let's see the whole story. Like, dude, it sucks Pete Alonso's gone. It sucks Edwin Diaz is gone. It sucks how it happened. And I'll tell you what else sucks, and this does bother me, and I don't know who's doing it, but when I hear leaks, when I hear stories that Joel Sherman's talking to agents and the Met locker room was fractured, that sounds, whether it's intended this way or not, to be, let's explain away what just happened. I do not buy that for a second. I believe, even as much as I disagree with the Mets thought, I believe what I laid out about Alonso is just reality. They didn't want to give him a 5-year deal. It ain't that complicated. I disagree with it, but I don't think it's anything nefarious like, boy, the locker room was so toxic, they had to get rid of Pete. I don't buy that. Come on. We really buy that? Or that Steve Cohen conned us all and he has his casino now and doesn't. Come on. I don't buy that. I buy the fact that they put a value on the player. I've disagreed with this value for 2 years. And it is what it is. And you know what I feel good about? I do feel good about this. Even though it served zero purpose and it didn't work. I remember 1.5 years ago at spring training with my big full beard, I got to talk to David Stearns in his office for 1/2 hour. And he was a kind guy and I appreciated the time. And I was at least able to tell him with my disgusting beard why I wanted Pete Alonso on the Mets for the next 5 years. He didn't listen. I'm like a lobbyist in Washington. I had my meeting with the politician. I told them and they're like, okay, now go get out of my office. He disagreed. That's the bottom line.
Coca-Cola, for the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
All right. I got a lot of emails. There are a lot of them, about 1,000 in the last 2 days. So again, I apologize for the ones I don't get to. Kenneth writes, why? Why didn't we just trade them last year? Why did we follow some ridiculous pipe dream that we had a chance to win with this piece of bleep pitching staff we had? Why didn't we just get the ball rolling when we could have gotten something in return for Pete and Edwin? Come on, Kenneth. The team was in a pennant race. You were never going to trade Pete Alonso. You're never going to trade Edwin Diaz. We all thought that they were going to make the playoffs. You were never going to trade those guys. And I think in Diaz's case, and I wonder if more reporting will come out on this, my theory on Diaz is that the Mets, lowballed is probably not the right term. Because, look, they offered him $23 million a year. I think the Mets came out. They negotiated with Edwin Diaz. They allowed it to go far enough to where the Dodgers got involved. Maybe he was annoyed by the Mets' lack of aggressiveness in terms of the offers. Maybe he was like, how come I'm not getting a five-year offer? How come you're not paying me $27 million a year, rational or not? They allowed him to be offended enough to get in negotiations with an organization that is light years ahead of the Mets, which is where the Dodgers are. Light years on every perspective. They are ahead of us. They're everything we want to be. And maybe Edwin was offended by the bedside manner on them signing Devin Williams and never informing him, hey, don't worry, we still want you. And so Edwin said, why am I going back to these guys? Why am I giving them any loyalty? I don't feel the negotiations were that nice to me. And they didn't tell me about Devin Williams, so they can go scratch. And if the Mets disagree with that and say, well, that's not true, we were fair, it doesn't matter what you think, and it certainly doesn't matter what I think. Here's what matters, what Edwin Diaz thought. And what we know is that he left. We know he didn't even come back with that three-year, $69 million offer. So you tell me why that happened. And I have a tough time believing it is just squarely the weather in California and the Dodgers winning. He probably did feel disrespected. Whether you intended to do it or not, that's what happened, and Diaz is gone.
Well, but that's the funny thing is that we're talking about Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso in a season where, you know, the last emailer just said, oh, you should have just traded him off at the deadline. They were the two parts of the team that were good, right? Like, there's other issues with the Mets from 2025. Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso weren't them. So how are those the pieces that you want to hardball and play games with and not try to fix the other actual issues?
I'm glad they signed Lindor and I'm glad they signed Soto, obviously. But this has been going on in Yankee land for a very long time, and I feel like this has now happened to the Mets a bunch of times. It feels like the Mets and the Yankees value the shiny new object more than the guys who have done something for them. Edwin Diaz, and I do want to pull the Rico audience on this. We're going to do a Brandon Nimmo tribute on the Rico. We are going to do a Pete Alonso tribute, and I don't need to poll you to know that it's the right thing to do. And we're going to do it. I don't know when we're going to air that, Rico, but it will happen. I am very mixed about an Edwin Diaz tribute, because while I have put a lot of this on Stearns and the Mets and the negotiations, he did leave. He did go to the Dodgers. Like, I don't know if I want to give Edwin Diaz a tribute, so I'm going to leave that to the Rico audience. Do you want a full Rico Bronya in which we pay tribute to Edwin Diaz, count down our favorite Edwin Diaz moments, and give him the flowers upon leaving that he deserves? I don't know. What's your gut feeling on that, Hoff?
I would do it, but here's the caveat. I wouldn't do the top 10 favorite moments. I would do the top 10 memorable moments, and those are going to be really bad, some of them.
So you want to crap on Edwin Diaz?
I would. It's a little bit of both. It's not totally, because his tenure here was not perfect.
It was not perfect. No. It wasn't. I don't want to make it out like he was perfect or he was Mariano Rivera or Pete Alonso is the greatest hitter of all time. I get that they are flawed. Everybody is flawed. But it felt in these negotiations this year with Pete, this year with Edwin, that the value they placed on these players who have done so much for them and can still do so much moving forward was not, I guess, consistent with the value that most of us would have put on them. And it's very common in free agency. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like checking out the girl at the bar and not paying enough respect to your wife. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz have done a lot for us. And unless David Stearns is going to tell us differently, and by the way, no one's going to believe him, or Steve Cohen's going to tell us differently, and right now no one's going to believe him, it feels like there was a lot of disrespect in these negotiations.
Well, hold on real quick. The only thing I will say to that part about you saying, like, hey, it's like, you know, checking out the girl on the side that's not your wife. This is his ex-girlfriend. Like, for example, Devin Williams came to town. You know, obviously he has a relationship with him. We're talking about trading for Freddie Peralta and Trevor McGill. Those are his guys. That's what he wants to do. He wants his ex-girlfriends to come back.
I don't know if I buy that. That's another one of those tinfoil theories. Like, Devin Williams is a really good closer, or at least he was prior to last year with the Yankees.
just familiarity helps, sure. But I think it's just, he's a good player. Freddy Peralta, by the way, is a good pitcher. If we're ranking the pitchers on the trade market, after Skubal, he may be number one. So I don't think this is about screwing your ex. I think it's about they are good players. Manny writes, save me, I have no hope. Oh, I'll be the voice of reason. Evan, first off, thank you for being our sounding board. I've listened to 6,668 minutes of the Rico this year. And between yesterday and today, this is the lowest moment in my 38 years. First of all, I am sorry. I'm sorry you've listened to that many minutes, but I do appreciate it. I am canceling SNY, and other than Nolan McLean, I have no reason to watch this year. I just ordered sand off Amazon to bury my head for the year. Wake me up after the lockout. My question is, if this wasn't your job, why do you keep watching, let alone pay, to watch and support this loser organization? I'm hoping you can give me one glimmer of hope, because I have none. You really feel hopeless? Like, I know this is the moment that you didn't expect 30 minutes into crying about Pete Alonso, but I'm about to tell you all the reasons you're crazy to not have hope. Nolan McLean exists on this planet. They have two, really three other young pitchers on the come in Tong, Sproat, and Christian Scott. They still may add a really good starting pitcher, hopefully. They have a generational hitter in Juan Soto, a great future Hall of Famer in Francisco Lindor, and oodles of young players on the rise. They also still have a lot of money to spend. And so while this wasn't my plan A, they can still add players to this team. But more than that, let me explain it this way, Manny. I root for the Brooklyn Nets. If you want to talk about a hopeless loser franchise, there is no greater hopeless loser franchise than the Brooklyn Nets. And I pay to go into that arena, and I watch that team, and I watch them every night. So, Manny, if you don't have the same sickness I have and a lot of the Ricoers have, I don't know what to tell you. But this franchise, as down as I am right now, as angry as I am right now, is not in a dark, hopeless place. I am an expert on dark, hopeless places. The teams I root for in other sports are in dark, hopeless places. So, yeah, I'm pissed. I'm angry. I have a tough time believing right now. But there is a lot of things that will make me excited for opening day, excited to walk into that building, and dare I say, excited to give Steve Cohen my beautiful money, which I'm going to do. And I think a lot of people are going to do. Ugh. Ed writes, can we protest on the Rico to have people cancel their season tickets? This would actually force the Mets to sign real players and build this team right, or they will lose even more money. First of all, no, because, again, like I said, despite all of this, they still have a reason to go to the ballpark. And so you're going to ask people out of just raw emotion from the last 2 days to turn down something they love. Brian writes, having a very emotional past 2 days, and frankly, I'm just glad it's over. I was honestly way more upset yesterday when we lost Edwin Diaz, because as soon as I saw Schwarber's deal, I knew Pete was gone. Stearns was brought in here to build a sustainable winner in a way he sees fit, and Pete was never part of that plan, and we all know it. The list lifelong Met thing with Pete doesn't bother me. I just want to win. Now the pressure is squarely on Stern's shoulders to improve this team, and if he fails, he simply won't be here very long. I have to say, I have respect for the cold-blooded nature of David Stearns. He has a belief system, and he sticks to it and doesn't fold under the pressure of an irate fan base, but it better work, or he's going to be next. It's a good way to look at things, because you're right. Like, I don't want to pay David Stearns many compliments right now. I've already taken many shots at him over the last 48 hours. But you are right. He's cold-blooded. And right now, his cold-blooded nature is just stuff that we disagree with. You know what I mean? It's stuff that a lot of us disagree with. I can't say everybody. Like, I wouldn't have been as cold-blooded on Pete Alonso. I would have been maybe more user-friendly or bedside manners, whatever the term is, on the negotiations with Edwin Diaz. But he is cold-blooded. I don't think there's any question about that. And this is his team. And this is his chance to prove all of us wrong. And I, for one, hope that we are wrong. Now, for a few minutes, because we will do a greater, more in-depth episode of the Rico on this, but just for a few minutes, I will share my initial thoughts on what I would do next. Okay? Not involving contracts, because God knows David Stearns has his little figures and his years and how far he's willing to go. And quite frankly, if they're only going to go far for superstar players, well, there ain't any superstars left. Like, Kyle Tucker is really, really good. Is he a superstar? I don't know. I lean towards no. Really good, not a superstar. Alex Bregman is really, really good. Is he a superstar? So I would assume, and I am making an assumption here, that if David Stearns and Steve Cohen weren't going to bend for Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso, I don't know if he's bending for Alex Bregman. I don't see it. But my initial reaction in terms of what to do, because they have a lot of holes to fill. I mean, they just lost so much production from losing Pete Alonso. They've lost a little bit of offense with Brandon Nimmo. And I didn't think they scored enough runs last year anyway. I thought that was something they were going to have to improve on. Sorry. Dropped the microphone on my pants. I apologize. Sorry about that. Can you still hear me, Pete, by the way? Just want to make sure the microphone did not go out. We're still good?
Yes, we heard a lot more than we wanted to.
That actually did hit my, it hit my
genitalia.
It hit my groin area, yes. But we're okay. We're all good. I guess that's perfectly symbolic of how I have felt the last 24 hours. Like a big, swift kick in the groin. The two players that jump out at me are Alex Bregman and Cody Bellinger. Like, I'll be honest with you. And how I envision this team looking would be Cody takes one of the outfield spots with obviously a spot for Jet Williams or Carson Benj. Maybe you add a smaller veteran outfielder. They have talked about a reunion with Starling Marte. He could play some left field with Bellinger in center. So Cody Bellinger would be one. Alex Bregman would be my third baseman. He would be my rock at third base. And I would potentially move Brett Beatty to first base. I thought Brett did a great job of learning second base a year ago. I have every reason to believe he could at least turn himself into a decent defender. You could sign a Paul Goldschmidt in conjunction with Beatty. So you have a professional there, somebody who's played the position, almost nurturing Beatty or Mauricio, another guy who you could potentially move to first base. Those would be my two big moves. And I guess that leaves Vientos to DH. I mean, honestly, they're good players and they're both winning players and they're both really good defenders and WAR treats them a lot better than Alonso. I don't know. That's my gut. I'm intrigued by Okamoto from Japan. I don't think Tatis Jr. is available, and I don't think the Mets are going to go crazy for Kyle Tucker. So that's my initial reaction, but I am going to give it more thought. I am going to analyze it. Those are the two free agents. If that's the way they're going to fill these roles, and they need two bats. Let's be honest. They absolutely need two bats, probably more, but we'll start with two. Those are the two guys that intrigue me the most, and that's how I would use them, Bellinger and Bregman.
You have, and I know that you just went through the free agent route, but there's still the trade area to the trade aspect to it, and they do have a ton of pieces. No matter what we want to say, they have a surplus of third baseman right now, whether it's Mauricio Beatty, and we know Herb Beatty's probably going to get most reps at third base right now, and Acuna and all that other stuff. Do you see a major, major trade for like a young guy, like, and I'm going to say his name, it's going to be crazy, don't kill me, but like Nick Kurtz in Sacramento?
No, they're not trading him.
I am saying, like, if you offer the farm for a guy like that, do you think they'd buy into it?
No, probably not. By the way, before we sign off, I did see that Steve Cohen has released a statement, so I will read it courtesy of John Heyman. Steve Cohen comments to John Heyman on the Mets offseason so far and the fans' reaction to the losing of Brandon Nimmo, Edwin Diaz, and Pete Alonso. I totally understand the fans' reaction. There is lots of offseason left to put a playoff team on the field.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window.
It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That is his comment. And by the way, he didn't say anything that's not true. I mean, I agree. There's a lot of offseason left. Yes, they can still be a playoff team. Like, over the course of these 2 days, I don't think I have ever said they're done, sell the team, they're going to lose 150 games. That's Frank the Tank. That's what makes him great. But yeah, now what are you going to do about it? It's like the great line that Clint Capella had when the Knicks were playing the Atlanta Hawks a couple of years ago and Atlanta was kind of bullying them around a little bit in the series. Clint Capella said to the Knicks, okay, what are you going to do about it? And so for Steve and for David, yes, there's a lot of offseason left. There are some good players available. I just named two of them. What are you going to do about it? Our reaction right now, most of us, is to be upset, devastated, angry, the whole thing. You have time to turn this feces picture into a Picasso. Now go do it. We appreciate you listening to the Rico. This was an earlier edition. If you consumed it live on YouTube, I did this right after the Evan and Tiki program, in which you may have missed. There was a big programming announcement. I am pumped up. The great Craig Carton is back. Me and Tiki will be on at 10 a.m. And I spoke to Craig earlier this morning. And the first thing I said, no. The first thing he said was, ha ha, Edwin Diaz. And I said, Craig, I wish I didn't care this much, and I wish I could grow up. And he said something back to me that I appreciated. He said, no, this is who you are, and you need to remain you. And I said, you're right, but life would be easier if I didn't care. But here's the story, and I mean this for everybody out there. It is just sports. So we can let this out of our system, but at the end of the day, it is just sports. But I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say.
You're promoting your podcast, your new show.
Oh, yeah. So Tiki and I will be on at 10 a.m. Craig's coming back, the Carton Show with Big Mac Chris McMonagle. But there is a very important question that has been filled into the Rico, and that is, what happens to Pete Hoffman? And so I know the answer. I know Pete knows the answer, but I'm not sure if Pete wants to announce the answer. So do you want me to announce the answer? Or do you, on this Rico Bronya episode 601, want to announce what happens to Pete Hoffman with this new programming lineup at the sports leader, WFAN?
Well, considering it was an email from, I'm not sure if it was a positive person or a negative person, why don't you take it and run with it? Because if it's a negative, maybe you make it to a funny way. Because maybe
the email I got is, what's going to happen to Hoff? So it wasn't positive or negative. It was just, what's going to happen to him? Pete Hoffman is going to produce this brand new program that follows me and Tiki, The Carton Show with Chris McMonagle. So that's your trifecta. Three people I have dear relationships with, all very unique, by the way. Craig, who I had a great time working with for 2.5 years. Big Mac, who I also had a great time working with for 2.5 years. And the Rico man himself, Pete Hoffman. So, yeah, what I can't wait for is when I want to do a Rico at 5:15 and I ask Pete to set up the link and Craig says, what are you doing back there, Hoff?
We might have a little issue here and there, but we'll make it work. We always do. We always make it work because we do this not just for myself, not just for you, because we listen, this is a way to get like steam off my back, man. Like I am a diehard Mets fan. Everything about this is emotional, passionate, but we also do this for the fans as well.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And so what our plan is, so congrats to Hall for that. Oh, but as far as the Rico over the next few days, look, we received a lot of emails and a lot of feedback. And while a lot of people appreciate my raw emotion, a lot of people are mad at me. And they're like, Evan, you're usually rational. I need rational Evan. The way I operate as a sports fan, flawed or not, is, yeah, I'm irrational when things happen. Maybe I'll look back on it and say I was right or wrong. We'll see. I know that when I look back at my irrational James Harden take, in which I screamed, dribble, 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 fat, 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 I kind of nailed it. So sometimes irrational Evan is right on. But starting on Thursday, we will do another Rico. We will respond to what David Stearns has had to say. If Steve Cohen has more to say, we'll respond to it. And I will dust myself off. And not that I'm going to be positive. I can't promise you that. But we will have rational discussions about where this offseason should go. But this was a very tough 2 days. And I appreciate Steve Cohen acknowledging that. This has been a rough 2 days. And sometimes, not that this is going to make me smile or happy, all we want is the acknowledgement that we're not crazy, that there's a reason why we're upset and it's understandable. And I don't know if David Stearns has that in him because he does have that bleep-eating grin all the time. But I think Steve has it in him to just say, I get you. You guys may not be right, but I get you. And now we're going to prove to you we know what you're doing. We're doing.
Do you think, and this is my final question to you, do you think Steve Cohen went to David Stearns and said, I would hate to lose Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers? Like almost like a full John Mara, Saquon Barkley.
I don't want my owner to do that. I think I've been very consistent about this. Like, I know David's going to get a lot of crap from me and others. He is the team president, and he should make the decisions. I want Cohen to supply the money, and I want Stearns to supply the brains. Either way, we appreciate you listening to episode 601. Let us know if you wanted Edwin Diaz tribute. We will do a Brandon Nimmo tribute. We will have an episode dedicated to Pete Alonso. Diaz, we're up in the air, so you can certainly email us, thericob@gmail.com. And we got more Ricos coming up in the next few days. Like I mentioned, a more rational discussion, analyzing what David Stearns had to say, what Steve Cohen had to say. But we do appreciate you guys. It's been a rough 2 days. I'm with you. That's all I can say. I'm with you. Thank you very much for listening to another edition, another depressing edition of Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.